Now, in the studio with me, we've got Colin Barber from the Brentwood Chamber of Commerce. Morning, Colin.
Morning, Mikey. Good to see you again.
And you too. Now, you was in a few weeks ago, weren't you?
Yeah, because about 2 or 3 weeks ago, yeah.
We were talking about the finalists of the awards ceremony last...
And it's 3 weeks today. Friday the 10th of November.
It?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. We're making the last minute preparations. All the finalists all know they're coming, and we've got a few tickets left, but it has sold out really well, actually. We've got a lot of the finalists have booked whole tables, which is brilliant. We've still got some individual tickets left, and in actual fact, today is the last day for the early bird tickets. So they're a special price until today. So if anyone does still want to come, then get on and book today. Otherwise, the prices will be going up tomorrow. But we are expecting a full house at the...
I could imagine it will be.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to ask you a question now. I know I've not prepared you for this.
Right, okay. Best one.
Last year's winner, Zest Recycle.
Yes, that's right. Yeah,
Do you know how winning the Brentwood Business Awards has actually helped them in their business? Have you got any idea?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, in actual fact, we've been running the award now for 5 years, and every single winner has come back to us afterwards and said the same thing about what a phenomenal difference it's made to their business.
Oh, really?
And in actual fact, it's funny you mentioned Zest Recycle, because for our most up-to-date newsletter, which is coming out next week, we just did an interview with Zest Recycle, actually, the managing director, Tony McParland, about the effect that winning the award had on his business, and it was such a positive interview that it was incredible. He was saying it helped him in terms of promoting his business, it had helped him in terms of his personal attitude towards the business, in terms of reassessing what the business was doing well, what the business could improve on, and also one which I think is particularly important: staff morale. I mean, if you work for a company which is Brentwood Business of the Year, you're going to feel proud.
Yeah,
so even if an employee puts on their CV, they work for Brentwood Business of the Year. So all around positive, yeah, definitely. And that's that was one of the main reasons for launching the awards, actually, to actually shout about how good businesses are in Brentwood. And that's a classic example, Zest Recycle, yes.
Now, our last conversation, you were just about getting ready to release who the finalists
That's
were.
That's right, yeah.
And I presume you've done that already on your website.
It's all been announced. We've got 11 categories and 3 finalists in each category. There's only about 2 or 3 people that know who's won each category, and obviously the finalists don't know who's won. So there'll be 3 finalists from each category at the awards on the night, and obviously we'll be reading out who they are and announcing the winner actually at the ceremony on the night. And most importantly, at the end of the evening, we'll be announcing the overall winner of the Brentwood Business of the Year Award, which is sponsored by our solicitors, Penny Talford.
Fantastic. I mean, Penny Talford have been with you a few years now, haven't they?
Yes, well, our two main sponsors are Penny Talford and, of course, yourselves, Phoenix FM, the media partners, and both of you have been with us right from the start, which has been a great support, and obviously you've seen the benefit of it. And incidentally, also, each category is sponsored by a local business as well. And two things we've noticed over the years is, one, how many businesses sponsor every year, because they obviously realise there is a benefit to them in terms of publicity, but also quite a few of the winners then go on to sponsor. So, for example, Zest Recycle, last year's winner, they've decided this year to put something back in, so they're actually sponsoring one of the categories.
Oh, really?
Which they're judging. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that's that shows how it works and how it benefits the the community all around.
Okay, if anybody's hearing this for the first time, how many categories are there that you're looking for?
So, well, there's actually 11 categories. 10 of them are sponsored and judged by the sponsor. And then we have one unique category. It's one of my favourites, actually. It's called the People's Choice, which we only launched last year. And it's totally done on social media. And all we do, really, is we put a post on social media saying, what's your favourite Brentwood business? And people just, and then we put a link to where they can vote on a Google form, and people just fill in the form and vote for whoever they think is their favourite business. And that's attracted an awful lot of votes across social media. And again, we've got 3 finalists from that category as well. And that's particularly good because it is just the local people, in effect, the customer saying, this is one of my favourite businesses in Brentwood. So that works really well.
It's the best, form of advertising, isn't it? Personal reference.
Yeah. And another one, which I think I mentioned to you before, my favourite category, one of my favourites, is Rising Star.
Right.
Because it's focusing on the youngsters, and that's the future of business. That's the future of everything in the world. And it's actually 18 to 23 year olds. They don't have to be running their own business. They're either running their own business or they're a rising star within a larger business. And to have 3 finalists under 23 coming along the night, I mean, imagine what that's like for them.
Oh,
it's really
fantastic.
Exciting for them.
It is exciting. It's, it's a good pat on the back, isn't it, really?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
When you're starting your career that early on.
And also it's good because if you're running your own business, it's great. But also if you're, say, like an apprentice or a young person within an organisation, then it's showing that your company recognises you and thinks you've got potential. So, yeah. But every category focuses on a different aspect: customer service, sales and marketing, community engagement, local charity. They're all reflecting different areas of business within Brentwood, and they all go to show what a great place Brentwood is for doing business. So what more could you ask for?
I mean, a lot of businesses, you only... I do voiceovers on the internet.
Yeah.
You only know how good a company is when there's a problem occurred. Because they're all fantastic at taking money, all of them, every single one of them.
Yeah.
But it's when you get a problem occur with the product, that's when you know the individual businesses from the big chains. The big chains don't normally care, to be honest with you. Yeah, I'm very rough. I'm sorry, I'm not all with the same brush.
Yeah.
But the individual businesses, which Brentwood thrives on, they're the ones where the bloke that owns the business comes forward and says, "Oh, well, don't get anybody upset over this. So let's sort something out." And that's where you see a good business from a bad one.
Well, my day job is as a business trainer, and one of my areas of speciality is customer service. And something I always teach my customers or my clients is, if you get a complaint from a customer, then you're getting free feedback.
Yes, right.
Basically, and learn from it. Every time someone complains, and they're telling you what you could do better. So complaints are a great opportunity to improve your business. And if people didn't complain, if they just walked away, then you wouldn't know what you weren't doing right. So, yeah, it is an excellent way of getting feedback.
Years ago, I went through loads of seminars for a radio presentation, and the guy from America come over. His name was... Bill McMahon. And one of the things he drilled into us, a complaint is not necessarily bad. It's how you deal with it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think statistics prove that the most loyal customers are the ones who've had a complaint dealt with effectively. Because I think, well, okay, it's good. I used to work in a holiday business, and we prided ourselves on the fact that if something went wrong on someone's holiday, if we fixed it instantly there and then they were very, very, they're more likely to book a holiday with us next year than someone who's had nothing go wrong on their holiday.
Yeah, that's right.
So definitely, yeah, it's an opportunity to show your customers how well you run your business, definitely.
Brentwood Business Awards is amazing. It really is fantastic. The atmosphere on the evening is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. I hope you've got a date in the diary, Mike. 3 weeks' time.
I have 3 weeks' time, but... So how many tickets have you got left, did you say?
We've got a capacity of 250, and we've got about 20 individual tickets left, and I think one whole table, if anyone still wants to book a whole table. But as I say, do book up soon, and today's the last day for the discounted tickets. www.brentwoodchamber.co.uk, and then click on the business awards link.
Okay, have you got a telephone number as well? So if anybody wants to talk to somebody...
We have, Mike, but I haven't got it with me, actually.
It's on the website.
Well, what we've got now is a WhatsApp number, so they can talk to us, they can message us, they can WhatsApp us, whatever. It's all one number. It's on the website, though.
See, it's a new thing, WhatsApp, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's all new. Colin, thank you very much for coming in. And
my pleasure.
I'll probably see you on the
Friday
night.
Yeah, okay.
Fantastic.
Cheers, thank you.